dependable.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You like to weigh in? Text 850-437-1620. So, top three stories here for you. Brazil has around 1,500 people now detained after they stormed the capital trying to oust the governor as they had a bunch of riots going on down there. Georgia's grand jury investigating Trump, whether he interfered with the 2020 election. They wrapped up their investigation and have submitted their recommendations. No word if there will be charges yet. And then Prince Harry had a 60 Minutes interview last night, and it's still the buzz today. Says he never intended to hurt anybody with his memoir that he has coming out tomorrow. Then why did you write it? To tell all. You think people aren't going to get hurt? I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I was just going to tell everybody your deepest, darkest secrets. Okie dokie. Speaking of which, FoxNews.com, our national news partner, has the top five bombshells that have come that came about because of the interview last night. First, Harry asked for proof that Princess Diana, his mother, died. He is 20 years old, 8 years after her death. He wanted he requested the police report from his mother's fatal collision. He wanted to have proof of it. Just couldn't believe it. And then he sought therapeutic treatments to suppress a lot of his anger. The anger was over the loss of his mother, particularly that she and the paparazzi and the role that they played in his mom's misery and obviously her eventual demise. So what was some of his therapeutic treatments that came out? Well, things like smoking marijuana and using cocaine, but also psychedelics, using mushrooms and other things like that. And he says, I would never recommend people to do this recreationally, but doing it with the right people, if you're suffering from a huge amount of loss, grief, or trauma, these things have a way of working as a medicine. Okie dokie. The number three bombshell, according to FoxNews.com, from Prince Harry's interview on 60 Minutes, Queen Camilla was the villain. She married Prince Charles back in 2005. They'd already been romantically involved for decades. He says she was a villain. She was the third person in their marriage, talking about his mom, which is a reference that Princess Di actually said one time, that Camilla was the third member of the marriage. He says that she and so he goes on and talks about how she was a villain, and then he had a physical altercation with William over Meghan Markle. And he says that William was reading too much stuff in the tabloids and just believing those things about Meghan instead of trying to talk to him up front. And I guess he got upset and he pushed his brother, and his brother pushed him to the ground and got in a fight. And then finally, Prince Harry doesn't speak to his father or his brother. He says, currently no, but I look forward to being able to find peace, and I want to. And then Anderson Cooper asked, can you see a day when you would return as a full-time member of the royal family? Harry's response, quote, no, I can't see that happening, end quote. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We have an accident on Gulf Beach Highway. This is going to be right off of Wayne Avenue. Seeing slowdowns in both directions at that intersection. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Our slowdowns on 98 have cleared up tremendously. You won't see anything to slow you down in front of the Nature Preserve. Moving eastbound, you will see some slight delays as you get closer to the Garson Point intersection heading eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. The other aspect, if you're interested in the whole Harry Prince Harry thing is when Queen Elizabeth died, Queen Elizabeth II died, he said he asked his brother, so he was in London apparently for a charity event already. So he was already there for a charity event. And he asked his brother, what are your plans? How are you and Kate getting up there? He says, a couple hours later, he responded, all of the family members that live within the Windsor and the Ascot area are jumping on a plane together. A plane with 12, 14, maybe 16 seats. Anderson Cooper says, so you were not invited on that plane? Harry replied, I was not invited. So there you go. So he's, and well, yeah, when you left the castle, when you and Meghan left the castle, you gave up your rights as part of being part of the royal family. Like, everybody knew that. So no, you weren't. If you're going to attend, you're going to have to go your own, like figure out your own way to get there. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Got a text here. Says, what about the part where they got all on the plane to go see their grandmother before she died and they never told him? Yeah, that was the part I was just mentioning. And then here's a text. You know, I don't love the guy, but he sounds like someone trying to run from a normal dysfunctional family dynamic. And I did get that from, I was talking to some people about that today because I didn't watch the full interview. I watched clips and I mostly just read everything. And that was what a lot of people that I talked to said. It sounds like it's a very dysfunctional family and he's just trying to get out of it essentially. And he's kind of sharing the dirt a little bit about it. And it's his family, right? Like, that's all families have issues, I think. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we're going to get top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom.
With the quick fuse, I was uptight, want to let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and want to leave my old life behind. Not a yes, sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. They could have let him on the plane as a text that came in here. Yes, I totally agree. They could have. They were purposely being rude. I mean, he was already in London and everything. And with the reaction of everyone who's in Windsor is going, that's like, you're not in the castle anymore. You're not part of this. That was definitely a slap in the face per se. So, and what about the story of Job? I don't see that part. I'm not familiar with that. It's not nothing at least I've read about. So it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news. I'm Joe Ford. Good news from Buffalo. DeMar Hamlin is back in town. Doctors caring for the Buffalo Bills safety at the University of Cincinnati said he returned to Buffalo today and starting the next phase of his recovery. Of course, Hamlin collapsed on the field last Monday night against the Cincinnati Bengals. He was well enough to watch the Bills beat the Patriots on Sunday, and doctors there, Bobby, said that he set off every alarm in the ICU when the opening kickoff was returned for a touchdown. Federal safety agency may ban gas stoves over concerns that link them to childhood asthma. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says they are worried about dangerous indoor air pollutants they emit, and the agency may establish standards for those emissions or ban them altogether. College football's national champion will be decided tonight. Georgia taking on TCU out in California, and Party City preparing to file for bankruptcy. The party supply chain will likely miss an investor payment. The store saw disappointing sales during Halloween, and they've been hit by a helium shortage and supply chain issues as well.
I've been hearing about this helium shortage. I thought it would have like recovered by now or something. I don't know, but I remember being surprised by that way back when that happened. It's like there's a helium shortage. Like,
yeah,
I didn't realize you could be short on helium, but apparently there there's a helium shortage, which I found to be very funny, actually. So kind of an interesting one right there. There's so going back again for the national championship game tonight, who do you got going in the national championship game?
Yeah, I really hope TCU pulls it out, just because I think it would be an awesome story, you know, the first time national champion. But I think Georgia has too much talent, too much depth. They've been here before, and I don't know what the spread is. I don't know if you know off the top of your head, but I think, you know, probably around 10 points to 2 touchdowns is what it'll finish up at. I mean, TCU deserves all the credit in the world for their victory against Michigan. You know, great semifinals that we got to witness, but I just think it'll be a little different this time around.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes down to these games, I just hope for a good game, you know?
It's been a long time since we've had a national championship game not be a blowout. So,
yeah. And it just seems like, often you get these blowouts. That's why I do like the playoff scenario, because we've been getting really good games in the playoffs. Just like this last time, both games were really close, but you know, there's the other ones are have not been or the actual national championship game's not been as exciting, I guess that's the way to put it. But if you can't watch it on television, you can tune into it on our sister station ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. They got the pregame going on right now. Of course, the kickoff will be coming up here shortly as well. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
Got a call into the traffic line letting us know about an accident on 98 throughout Navarre. This is going to be in the eastbound direction right off of Sailfish Drive. Seeing slowdowns in the east and westbound directions on 98 on Navarre Parkway. And our caller let us know that the left lane is going to be blocked due to this accident. So just keep that in mind if you are heading eastbound into Navarre on Navarre Parkway. I-10 and I-110 not showing any slowdowns throughout Pensacola. Garcon Point is looking good through on Avalon Boulevard. And if you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. Employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. So coming up here next, I do want to talk a little bit about the speaker race that happened and some of the concessions that were made to finally get Kevin McCarthy to be the Speaker of the House after 15 ballots. That's next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So we talked about a lot of the things that the Freedom Caucus and particularly led by Representative Matt Gaetz from here in the Panhandle were fighting for in order to try to keep Kevin McCarthy from being Speaker, or at least if he's going to be Speaker, you could be so, but with these concessions. So what were the concessions? What finalized, you know, what was the final thing? The final thing was 7 bills. One would rescind certain balances made available to the Internal Revenue Service, including hiring 87,000 agents. 2 of them were pertaining to abortion that would prohibit taxpayer-funded abortions. One of them was going to, or 2 of them were about border security, which basically was you've got to notify ICE if a foreign national tries to purchase a firearm, was one of them. Another one is dealing with sending basically oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to China, preventing that from happening. Some of the other concessions were any member of any party can offer amendments on the floor during appropriations. That has not been done since May of 2016 in Congress. Another one was one member threshold for a motion to vacate the Speaker's office. That was that way until 2019. And another concession was allow 72 hours to read bills before they vote instead of ramming it through the Rules Committee and expecting the people to just vote for it on the floor. good concessions that benefit both Republicans and Democrats. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Bobby, a Virginia school won't be open this week after a teacher was allegedly shot by a six-year-old boy. That happened on Friday, apparent altercation of sorts between the teacher and that student. Several reports say the Justice Department is reviewing classified documents from President Joe Biden's time as vice president found at the Penn Biden Center. The matter has been referred to the Justice Department, and also the FBI is reportedly involved as well. All 10,000 residents of a coastal California town are evacuating as rain causes floods and mudslides. The Santa Barbara County town of Montecito is seeing its worst flooding in exactly 5 years. On this date back in 2018, 20 residents were killed in a series of floods and slides. And Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin back home in Buffalo after being released from the University of Cincinnati Hospital, where he had been since last Monday night. And just underway in the national title game, Georgia and TCU. A little bit of an early kickoff tonight, but I was kind of surprised it started already. But Georgia with about 12 minutes remaining in the first quarter already driving in TCU territory. Bobby?
Very quick one right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Every time we get around to the holidays, around Halloween, Thanksgiving, we often have the conversation about what is the best candy, what is the best Halloween candy, what is the best Christmas candy, and consistently it keeps coming up that Reese's Peanut Butter Cups seems to consistently become number one nowadays. I guess they realize this, and they're going to try to expand their lineup. They're launching 7 new frozen treats, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup frozen treats. They're going nationwide to retailers this month. And it's things like, they have things like Reese's Peanut Butter ice cream, just like a tub of ice cream. It's like peanut butter flavored ice cream with like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups in it. But then they also have the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, what do you call them, ice cream sandwiches. So they're like peanut butter, they're like ice cream sandwiches, like normal ones, but they have peanut butter on the inside. And then, of course, the chocolate outside, but it's made by Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. So they have 7 different ice creams or ice cream type of things that they're coming out with here. And, well, sometime this month, they'll be launched out nationwide. So Reese's Peanut Butter Cup's going to take over everything.
I think this is going to be awesome. So, I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to it, yeah.
I feel like anytime that candy bar ice cream situation happens, it's always good.
Yeah. Whenever you turn a candy bar into ice cream, you're saying?
Yeah.
It's usually a good thing.
Or even like the M&M cookie sandwiches. Do you ever get those at the store?
No. M&M cookie sandwich?
Yeah, like their M&M cookies ice cream sandwich.
I've seen those. I've not had one
they're
before.
They're so good.
I've had the Snickers bar that's an ice cream. It's like an ice cream thing. That's pretty good.
Those are super good.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've seen those as well. First, let's get traffic on the fives. And then I got a couple of things from 2022, trends from 2022 that some people are saying should stay in 2023. We'll talk about that next.
No major slowdowns to report. We are seeing some slight delays still on 98. This is going to be Navarre Parkway heading eastbound right near Sunrise Drive. This is right before the Whataburger. That is due to an accident, so just keep that in mind if you're heading towards that intersection. 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, not showing any major slowdowns, as well as Garcon Point Bridge and 3 Mile Bridge checking in clear. I-10, I-110, we have posted speed. See something else, give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, so some of the things that became popular in 2022... people were voting on about either keeping them or letting them go. This is from BuzzFeed, one of the top time-wasting websites on the internet. So charcuterie boards became very, very popular this past year. 77% of people say, yes, they should keep on being a trend. Apparently, I don't know, this is weird. Parting your hair on the side, apparently that became trendy in 2022, and 73% said, yes, we should still do it. Only 57% said that we should keep the term Karen to describe, you know, like a busybody, an annoying person, and things like that. Only 57% said that we should keep doing that. Apparently, Crocs had a rebirth in 2022. And 52% of people said, yes, they need to keep staying. We need to stay with the Crocs, keep them going. Now, when it comes to gender reveal parties, only 29% said we should keep those around. Classic movie remakes, only 22% say to do that. And I thought that was kind of interesting. This is not a trend in 2022. It's just something that still was going on in 2022 and still going around now. Only 5% think that it's okay. Only 5% think it's okay to listen to your phone on a speakerphone while you're out in public. So, wait a minute. There's 5% of people who think that's okay. You're the ones. You're the ones. Do you ever see that? Like, people are just walking, like, in the store. They have, like, full FaceTime on and no headphones. No earbuds. They're just walking. Like, we can all hear the conversation and everything.
It's always something juicy, too. Like,
always something juicy?
Yes.
Like what?
I feel like it's always a conversation like, oh, I don't know, something that you don't want like the rest of public to know about. It's not like, oh, should I get this cereal or this cereal? It's like something like, and then she said, and then uncle this said, and you're like, okay, maybe you should like wait to the car to like talk.
I have
that.
Done the FaceTime when you're at the store trying to look like, is this the box that you want?
Yeah,
you know,
that's different.
Something like that. But, yeah. But that's but not just carrying on the full conversation. But you know, I think next time I see that, I'm just going to have to peek over their shoulder and go, hey, hey, you know, and just photobomb the FaceTime conversation. Maybe that would, might help. I don't know. They're like, what? Yeah. I thought I was invited to the conversation. Thought you were inviting me to the conversation.
This isn't an open invite?
Headphones on. Yeah, exactly. I don't know if you saw this, but apparently NBC executives are regretting extending Jimmy Fallon's contract, $80 million, five-year contract. Why? Well, because Fox News' Greg Gutfeld, who's on at the same time now, has double the ratings. Oh, my goodness gracious. So tonight's show, I mean, it's the Tonight Show. They have 1.3 million viewers a night. And Greg Gutfeld, he's only been around for like not even a year, maybe a year, has double that number. He is crushing it. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. You guys have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.